Are you saying you faked with me?
Yeah.
Wrong. Now you're single.
What do you know about sexual relations?
Is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it?
I'm a little worried about being a slut.
You're listening to the Come With Us podcast, presented by Darling Way, talking the good, the kinky, and the ugly. Here are your hosts, Beth, Aaron, and Tina. I woke up this morning and thought, oh my God, he looks like that without his shirt on. It was really strange, but I actually had a sex dream last night. And that's going to be what we're talking about today. Hello, 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 darlings. So glad you're here with us for Come With Us podcast. Because, yeah, today we're going to talk about sex dreams. I don't have very many of them, but when I do, they do make me smile all day. I'm like, ooh, I want more. Some people I know have lots and lots of sexy dreams about all sorts of different things. So we're going to dive in and see if we can figure out some of the most popular common themes, what they might mean. And frankly, I'm hoping that they can stimulate me to have more of them. But welcome to the Naughty Fun Sexy Education Podcast, Come With Us podcast that we all wish we'd had years ago. I'm Beth Darling, your sexy genius, and I am here with Aaron and Tina. I know y'all have had some sexy dreams, right?
Yeah.
I've had sex dreams. Like, just like you said, they're few and far between.
Oh, really? You're like me? Some people get them all the time. I love it. I'm envious.
I wish there was some way of unlocking, like, how to make them happen for certain people.
Yeah, that's what, like, I'm hoping is that maybe we can start, like, if you go to bed thinking about certain things. What about you, Tina? How often do you have sexy dreams?
Not very often, or at least that I can remember.
Really?
I can't remember the last time I had a sex dream, honestly. So, yeah. Just doesn't happen, you know?
Yeah. I was surprised about mine. And I'll tell you, the weird thing about mine was I didn't get a whole penetrative in something, but there was just a lot of touching. It was just this, it just felt good all through my body. And then I was surprised by who it was. Like, and that's what woke me up, was that I saw their face, and that's what my thought was, oh my God, this is what you look like. It was like, shit. Now I'm kind of thinking, oh, do I lust after this person and I didn't realize it?
Are you going to share who it is? Or are you too embarrassed to do that?
No, it's just, it's a friend of mine, a male friend, but not somebody that I'm in contact with regularly, doesn't live near here or anything like that. But yeah, so I'm not quite sure why they popped into my dreams, but now I'm kind of like, oh, now I want to go pull up some pictures and ask them to send me a shirtless picture, because I can't even remember if I'm exaggerating what the feeling like be. I don't know. Kind of strange.
Yeah, well, we've got plenty to get in on sex dreams, including probably why you had that dream.
Yeah, that's about it. Oh my goodness, so many different things. All right, let's think about what do you think some of the common ones are, and do you guys remember vividly your dream? Because like I said, I don't really have much of a, I can't really describe what happened. I just know we were snuggling, cuddling, naked next to each other, and it was feeling good. But that's kind of all I have.
Some of them, yes. Like, most of the time when I wake up, I'll remember that there was something going on, like something sexy in the dream.
Yeah.
But I won't remember what it is. Now, there's like a couple of different ways that it happens for me, is that, one, I'll have the dream and I'll wake up right before the actual, like, penetrative sex starts.
Oh, so, like, really?
Every time. And and it's happened to me, I guess, since I hit puberty. Like, you're in that, like, sexy moment, you're about to have sex, and then you wake up right as you're, like, about to just plunge right in.
Oh, that's like a falling thing. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
But and you know how fucking difficult it is at 18 years old to, go, like, force yourself to go back to sleep and go, okay, come on, go back to sleep.
Get back in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But even now, to this day, that happens at least with half of them when I have them. Like, I'll have them four times a year, but two of those, it'll be a lot of the buildup, a lot of the foreplay, and then when it comes time for the actual sex, my brain wakes me up.
Oh, my God. And then do you have to jerk off so you can go back to sleep?
No. Really? Not typically, yeah.
Oh. Wouldn't it be frustrating?
I mean, it can be, but it's also usually like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I can also fall asleep anywhere, anytime.
Oh,
so, wow. Like, I could literally put my head down right now while y'all record, and I could go to sleep.
Oh, that's
I've always been able to do that.
Hmm. Okay.
But yeah.
Hmm. All right. So what do you think it means that you wake up before penetration?
That my brain, like, that I'm secretly a masochist and my brain likes to torture me, or my subconscious likes to torture me.
That is actually, you are a masochist. Yeah. You don't like to let yourself enjoy fully or something. That's yeah. That's a very interesting thing. Do you think it's also tied to if you're particularly horny and pent up?
No.
Because I would think that might be it, is that it's telling you, hello, you need to fuck. I need to fuck. I need to fuck.
No, because anytime I remember them, I don't, like, I've never actually thought about where I've been at in, like, whether I've been in a dry spell or anything like that. So, I don't know. I don't think, I think it's a literal spur of the moment random thing when I have them.
Hmm. I don't know. There are people that would argue, and starting back with Freud, that dreams are never random. That there's always some part of our subconscious that's going, and that it's not an exact interpretation. It's not a literal interpretation, but that there's always something going on. I don't know. All right. Well, now, one of the things that they suggest people do for all dreams is to keep a little journal, a little notepad next to your bed and write them down.
Yeah, that's so, super manly, having a dream journal.
Yeah. So, well, call it a sex dream journal or something, but it would be interesting to note that, and then the next day to be thinking about, has it been a dry spell or not, right? Because that would be kind of an interesting thought. But I'd hate to have to inspire a dry spell to have sexy dreams, I think.
Yeah.
So what happens then if you aren't just before penetration? Because you said half the times then you actually get to enjoy the penetration in your head,
so
in your dream?
It divides out really weird. About half the time I'll wake up. A quarter of the time, I won't remember. I'll just wake up feeling like that turned on feeling. And
will
then
you orgasm? Have wet dreams?
No, never have.
Okay, because they do say that wet dreams are definitely common for teenagers and stuff, but that they do kind of go away for men, which I think is kind of a pity. But
I don't know. I've always, because again, I've never had one. But
even when you were a kid, you didn't have one?
Even when I was a kid, never did.
Ooh, that's interesting.
I mean, I also, I mean, this is going to get really fucking graphic for some people. I hope to God nobody who knows me is actually listening. But, I mean, I've always kind of masturbated whenever I felt the need to. So, even from when I was a kid and I discovered it. So, I think that was also part of it, is that I never had that, like,
build up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, there was never that huge, like, because that's what I think that might, and there's probably doctors out there who will go, you're a fucking idiot. That's not how it works. But if you don't have any type of release at all for several, you know, weeks, days, months, whatever your body can hold, that's when it all of a sudden is like, okay, it's happening one way or another. Like, yeah, your subconscious is telling you,
right,
you need an orgasm. Well, fuck, I'll wait until you go to sleep to do it, kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. It does. I just thought that maybe, it's interesting. So that it just biologically happened.
Yeah, maybe. That's my theory, just because I've never had them.
Yeah, but they do say that women also can have, quote, wet dreams. Especially if women are natural, if orgasm includes squirting and stuff. But there are women that will wake up and they'll have like a puddle in something. And they can, maybe it's actually orgasm and squirting. Maybe it's just that they get so wet that there's enough moisture dripping out. I don't know. There haven't been a lot of real serious research about it. But it definitely, our bodies are programmed and our minds are programmed for some sort of sexy release at someone. Way or another. Have you ever woken up with a wet spot and stuff?
Yeah, really? Probably. I mean, yes, I have. But I honestly cannot remember what it was about.
Do you remember if you orgasmed or not?
I think I only ever sex dream about, like, people who I've had sex with before. Never, like, other people I don't know.
Okay. Do you orgasm in your sex dreams?
I don't know.
Honestly, you don't remember that?
I don't know. Like,
I would be so excited. If I thought my body could orgasm without being physically touched in certain ways, that would be thrilling. If I could orgasm in a dream, I would be working on bringing that into real life. And I do know people that can do that. They can just mentally get so stimulated that they can create an orgasm for themselves. Wouldn't that be awesome?
No.
Why?
Because I would never get anything else done.
Oh.
Like that,
yeah. Oh, people, the power.
People always think about that. They're power. Like, "Oh, wouldn't it be great if you could just do that?" Like, no.
There's only the whole so point many of having to put in effort a day. No,
I mean, but the whole point of having to put in effort for stuff like that is like That's what keeps you from doing it. Like, oh, hey, see? Why don't you eat cake? Why don't you eat a cupcake every single day? Well, because then I have to go to the bakery or I have to bake one on my own. That's just tedious and I don't want to fucking do that. Cool. That's what keeps me from eating a cupcake every fucking day weighing 400 pounds.
Okay, I just would eat. I don't like cupcakes or I would eat them. I eat cookies and sweets every day. There's just, anyway. But I think things should be easy. And then when they're easy, then we get a choice of do we want them or not. I think that's an easier, I prefer that choice. To make the choice myself, do I want it or not, versus I can't have it or it's hard to get it.
No, see, but I'm much more of the, if you're going to get, if you're going to do something, you're going to earn it.
Right, that's the masochist.
Well, no, I just think you should earn things.
Right.
Things should not be given to you.
Right. That's yeah.
That's the way life should be.
No.
That's the way all of humanity, that's the way of all of animal kind has always existed. If the lion wants to eat, he has to fucking run down the lioness has to run down the goddamn cheetah or run down the goddamn antelope and get it.
That is exactly it. Men want something and women have to work for it. That's the problem. And that's, women are like, no, it should just be easy. Yes. Anyway.
Bullshit. Okay, because women make, no, bullshit. Because guess okay, what? How many women make men true. Take them out on fucking $100 dates and bullshit like that? No. Women make shit as hard as they can on fucking men too. Get out of here. Yeah, they want everything for free.
People
get
make things hard, but okay. Some things should be easy. I have a friend who believes, and I think he's right, that money and sex are actually the two easiest things in the world to get. And we make them hard because the things that love, happiness, like those things are really hard for us to get. And so to cover that, we switch it and we pretend like that's all in our mind. But anyway.
Okay,
all right,
well, I'm going to talk to this friend on my own time because if he's going to tell me the easy way to get money, sure, I'll listen. And if it involves any type of pyramid scheme, I'm going to punch him in the throat.
No. But anyway, okay, dreams, yeah. Goodness.
So
we got to go. Okay.
Let's go over some of the most common ones.
Okay, all right. So what are some of the most common ones?
Having sex with a friend.
A friend, but not a romantic partner. Yeah. Like, yes. Yeah. Right. Yes. And that's what I had last night. Yeah. I don't know that I've ever had that before either.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay. So what do we think that might be?
Well, this comes from Everyday Health. And when it comes to having sex about a friend, it basically says that you can chalk it up to that person you are close with, but not romantically involved with, having a quality that you admire or that you see in yourself. So basically, your subconscious sees that you have this certain quality or characteristic in common. And I guess that's the way it kind of, I guess not even pair bonds with it, but I guess that kind of expresses that's why I'm like that. It's probably your subconscious pointing out, hey, like you don't want to be with them, but this is why you are close with them. This is why you find such a kinship with them kind of thing.
Okay. That's interesting. And part of me thinks maybe it's kind of like we always want a magic pill sort of thing. So if they have something we want, then by sexy is one of the most intimate things, right? It's as close as we get to literally eating somebody, right? And to taking that quality on. But I think that might be. But for me, I think it's maybe more about that I just want to be closer. That I do. I like this person and maybe there is a level of sexual attraction. I don't even know. But that there's, I want to be more intimate with them. And maybe for some people it just is, if we can't share our heart or emotions easily, then maybe sexy becomes a way that is more easily understood. You know, when somebody has sexy with you, you know that they want to be more intimate. So, okay, that's interesting. But I think that's pretty common then, right?
Yeah.
And then, okay.
A lot of people actually also dream about their boss.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's not a me thing because, I mean, my bosses are all dudes and I'm a guy.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yuck. Yes. And I know your bosses and that would be kind of yucky, actually. So, so bosses are about wanting somebody with authority, I guess?
If you're having sex with him or her in a dream, your subconscious is probably becoming aware of your own ability to make decisions and act as a leader. So once you
more of that, they like have more the traits. They're the leader and you want that. So you're going to have
you
sex
start
with
seeing them
because you're more equal with them.
Yeah, like you're start. I guess what it would be is like your subconscious pushing you to start climbing the ladder,
literally
more.
Climbing the corporate ladder by physically. Oh, that's God. Yeah, that would be bad.
If only you could get a promotion in your dreams by having sex, and then
I mean, in my dreams,
that
I'm world leader
into real life.
Oh, well, oh. There would be lots of people that say that they get... I actually think it's that sometimes that people are supposed to get promotions and then their bosses extort sex from them. I don't think very many people actually get promotions just because they're having sex. That's kind of my thought. But anyway, but that's neither here nor there. So again, in a sexy dream, to me, there's something about, though, and maybe it depends on what kind of sex you're having it with your boss in your dream, because sometimes to me, it's this authority, and maybe that's because I'm into BDSM, that they're making you, they're forcing you to do this, and therefore you also are not responsible now because you, quote, have to, and that they're impressed with you, and so they want you so much. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. My guess is that dreams can mean all sorts of different things to different people.
Yeah.
That's kind of my thought. But
well, we'll also get into a little bit more about, you know, what kinds of... Because there's a whole thing we can go on about having sex that are related more to BDSM or oral sex and stuff like that. But first, let's do more of the subject.
Okay.
Celebrities.
Oh, so many people, I think, have sex dreams about celebrities.
Yeah.
And even if men, like porn stars, right? That would be categorized like that.
Yeah. A study out of the University of Montreal found that women are actually twice as likely as men to have sex dreams about sleeping with a famous person.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I wonder why that is.
Because they're chasing the fame. Duh.
Hmm. Or is it that because if it's with a famous person, it makes it more acceptable and then women can do things that they wouldn't normally do?
Maybe. According to this expert, it says your psyche is simply recognizing a talent that you have in common with said superstar. So kind of like when you have sex with a friend, like you're having a sex dream about a friend, you're seeing a common personality trait that you attach to with them that you have in common. It's probably celebrities they get where they are because they are talented. Your subconscious sees exactly that, hey, I too am blank, or I too could do this.
Okay. That's interesting.
So, yeah.
Okay. Again, listeners, I want to hear from y'all. I want you to really think about and whether some of these apply to your sexy dreams or not, because it's so interesting and everybody has them. And our sexy dreams can be so outrageous compared to what our normal, quote, you know, what our outside life looks like. So I would love to know what you dream about and how you think and how it affects you. Because they are, a lot of people feel really embarrassed about sexy dreams, especially if it's with somebody, quote, inappropriate. Like, what about like a preacher or something like that? Teacher, principal. Maybe that's along the lines of boss.
Yeah. Somebody in authority.
Okay. But I'm thinking preacher maybe goes against this whole taboo thing. Maybe that's like having sexy in a church or a synagogue or some religious place. Because I think that's a big difference.
Yeah. Another really common one is about an ex.
That one I've definitely had.
Really?
The ex one, for sure. I feel like that's the only one I ever have.
Really? And then is it good? In your dream, are you having good sex with the ex?
I think it was just like, it's a more like a memory than it is like a dream.
So is it fond or is it hateful?
I don't know. I don't think it's hateful. I don't think it's like a scenario that's really made up. It's just like something that I probably just remembered.
So that would
maybe
be
maybe like a good thing. Probably.
So maybe it's like unprocessed feelings about somebody coming up and having to.
Those are honestly the only sex dreams I've ever had.
Really?
Well, here it's listed as, it's your brain showing you a red flag because your brain is recognizing that you are falling into patterns that were destructive in that relationship that were bad for you. So your brain is bringing that up to kind of probably jog the memory of that pain. Yeah. So consciously you go, oh crap, I'm going down a dark road, or I'm doing something that I didn't like in the last relationship. I need to fix it.
And this is going to be, if I keep doing this, it's going to end up like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. I have had dreams. This is so bad. I'm a very nonviolent person. I have had dreams about beating up my ex-husband. Physically beating, just hitting and smacking and trying to hurt him, which is really not very common. But never about sex. Never about sex with him. Yeah.
Well, I think we know why.
Yeah. Probably. People don't dream about boring married sex, do they? I don't think so.
I don't know. I would hope not. But okay, let's get into sex dreams that involve BDSM stuff, because this right here says there's nothing perverted, wrong, or unnatural with it. Your sexual experiences are personal and private. When one partner wants to try BDSM or toys and the other isn't interested, this doctor says to gently tell your partner exactly what you want to try, be clear that you're completely satisfied with them as your partner, and offer to exchange the favor by trying something your partner would enjoy.
Well, that's good, but I think that skips over the part that that it does. It takes a little bit to realize and to accept that having these crazy ass desires is okay. And I think that can take a long time, because I'm trying to think if I've ever had a BDSM dream and something, but that I would like to, but I haven't. But I think that can be the hardest part, is just going, oh, wow, there's part of me maybe that does get turned on by this, even though it looks so inappropriate. It's so wrong. And I think that's true with a lot of whatever sexy dreams we're having, whether it's the person, the place, the activity in it, that there's something triggering us that we maybe want something from it that we're not really in touch with or accepting of our own. So I think probably it might take a while before you're ready to share that with a partner, but giving yourself time to go, it's okay. It's okay to want to be tied up. It's okay to want, hell, gangbangs and stuff and threesomes and all of these crazy fantasies, getting non-consent. I don't want to say, people call them rape fantasies, but you know, it's not rape from some disgusting violent person usually. That, in fact, actually, there we should talk about, there are nightmares about sex, and that is very common for like PTSD, for sexual trauma survivors. All right, we're not making light of those. Those are really serious, and that's trauma-induced nightmares, and those just, our hearts go out to you, and that you should talk to a professional about, because you deserve help. You do not deserve to be raped in your dreams in a way that is not actually some sort of fun turn on for you. If it's not a pleasant, sexy dream, then please get help and whatever, and know that our hearts are with you, and we're not trying to make light of that or make you think that there was some part of you that liked being raped. It's more like when there's a sexual trauma involved, it's more that your brain is telling you that you haven't processed it all, that it's still living within you, and you deserve a lot of time and attention and help to deal with that. I promise. So, but putting that out there, there are people that will have, quote, rape fantasies. And what that is usually is, it's like some cool guy. I'll think of like pirates, you know, Johnny Depp and the Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, some hot, cool guy who just gets so enamored with you. And they're going to take you, whether it's okay or you say yes or no. And they're going to make sure you get pleasure out of it, just like their pleasure. And it's all about how sexy you are and desired you are. And that's different than having a PTSD, a real sex rape nightmare. So don't confuse those two. And then don't give yourself a hard time for having those things, because women were taught all the time, like, it would be like, if Aaron, if you had a dream that there were unlimited cupcakes in front of you, and you were just, somebody told you to keep eating and eating them and stuff, like, you shouldn't feel bad about that. It's just part of you wants kind of cupcakes, and yet you don't feel okay about letting yourself have them all the time. So I think for women, a lot of our sexy dreams are that we're not supposed to want this stuff, but there's part of us that does, and part of us that does get a little turned on by being naughty. Naughty. Not abused, just being naughty ourselves.
I don't know. Interesting.
What do you think?
I mean, I've never had any of these dreams except for the X one that I can remember. That's like, I can't.
And do you remember, like, afterwards, do you remember the whole thing? Or do you remember, like, where you are? Is the setting important?
Again,
or
is, I think it is sensation? Honestly just a memory. I don't think it was, like, to me, it didn't seem like, I don't know, like a lesson or anything like that. But, like, or, like, I was reminded of something bad. But maybe it was, like, more of a nightmare scenario than a... I'm sure I've had sex in my dreams with people who aren't exes. I just can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that...
Do you ever remember having an orgasm during your dream?
No. Honestly, I can't. No.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not that a super... So cool. I don't dream very well. Like, I think I just sleep most of the... The only time I ever dream is when I don't sleep well. So if it's, like, really hot or had a lot of caffeine or I've been drinking a ton and stuff and I toss and turn, that's when I dream. Because it's, like, when you're in and out of, like,
Well, that's when you remember the.
So maybe
if you're
it's
in
more
REM
like
sleep,
a memory
you're dreaming
that it is like
all
a dream to me. You know, like a.
Yeah, because you're in that lightly that person, light subconscious. You
know? Oh, that's not true. I.
Hello.
Oh my God, this is so like this is shocking. I do have this one reoccurring sex dream about. Usually, it's with the person I'm seeing. They get. I'm not even joking. The last two like people who I've, I guess like hooked up more than once with. This happened both times, and I think it's happened before that. So,
what? So what was it?
So I'm laying down in my bed. It's always like in. Wherever I'm sleeping, and it's the weird thing is it's usually in that state of dream where like you think it's real, you like you kind of are
yes,
aware
not
that
sure
it's like
it's real or fake.
Yeah. Exactly, and you can't mm-hmm. wake up, but it's always the person like gets on top of me and starts like to choke me, which I think is a fantasy, but then like they don't stop, like they're choking me and like it's really scary, and they are like taunting me, and like with the last person that it happened to, like he was laughing and putting his fingers in my mouth, and like was, but it's always I'm always laying down, always on top of me, and this was so vivid with the last one that I remember because my dad was staying with me, and we had just finished watching a. This just happened, like a Euro Cup game, and I could hear the game on TV, and I really thought that this guy was like. On top of me, and my room was like, why would my dad let this guy in to, like, it was taking a nap into my room and, like, all this stuff. I was like, wow. And I couldn't, and the scary thing is when this happens, I can't, like, wake. I know to an extent it's not real, but I can't wake up, and it's really, really, I don't know if this ever happens, but it's really scary. Like, you really do think it's real, but but, like, it's not a dream. It's like a... It's those horrible, like...
So there are people that... It's sleep paralysis.
Yeah, it's sleep paralysis.
And
that's what it is.
Yes, and people... Oh, I know people that have suffered from this. And so what... Are you actually enjoying the sexy part?
No.
See,
like,
that's violent.
It's like
that's
really,
a, that's
really
a trauma.
Scary.
Right. That's not... That,
like it's weird. Mm. And this is the second time... So I think it has happened before, but both... It's like in the... This, I would say in the last like 6 months, this has happened with like two different people. So, and the same thing with the person before, like, it was almost exactly the same thing. Almost, like, I think the weird thing with the guy before that is, so they're never there. They're never, like, actually, like, sleeping next to me or anything. It's usually, like, when they're away. But we're still, like, we're still hooking up and
so
stuff.
You're involved with them, but in your dream, they're with you physically.
Yeah.
But physically, in reality, they're not. Okay.
I totally forgot that this happens.
Wow.
But yeah, it's really weird. But it's sleep paralysis. It's so, I don't know what it is. I know I have this, like, thing for choking and stuff, but this is, like, I think both times I really thought that they were going to, and I have the text messages to prove it for both people, because I texted them afterwards, and I was, like, I just had this crazy dream where you were, like, going to, you, like, were trying to kill me and all this stuff, and
wow.
They're, like, what the fuck, like.
Okay, so, you know, I love to play amateur psychoanalyst. I don't know. How much is real or not, but I would say, so my first thought is the fact that your father it was there and stuff.
Well, yeah, but it was only one time. But yeah.
Okay, but one time, so, and the fact that you recognize that in the middle of this dream, you acknowledge that, there is this thought that your parents won't protect you, and that, emotionally, that they won't protect us and stuff, which is very interesting and definitely happens. But then, I would say because they start with something that you like, which is choking, right? It starts out thinking, oh, this is going to be just sexy fun. And then it turns to that you could die, that this is abuse. I would say the obvious thing is that you're afraid that you're going to get too close to someone and it's going to basically kill you.
Maybe. But I mean, that's a great analysis. But I'm going to read you these. This is like, I would say this is 4 weeks ago. I said... I had this insane sex dream about you this afternoon when I was napping. You were about to choke me to death while we were having sex. This guy goes, you horny woman, was it me? And he made a joke, Trevor about, not a joke, but like, obviously what he did to women was, you know, not good. So not making light of that. I said, no, it's scary. I thought my dad let you into my apartment and then you were going to kill me. It felt very real. Maybe like Trevor, projection, who knows? He goes, it was just consensual rough sex. Not in my mind. I did not enjoy it. This guy goes, sounds hot. I said, I really thought you were there to kill me.
Wow.
Like,
Yeah, that's scary. And that's where this line between what's sexy and when it turns violent, that's more like the nightmare and the trauma. That's real emotional stuff. I don't think there's much.
But I will, I mean, I've never, that. I can preface this, like, I've never been sexually abused in, like, that way. But I do certainly have trauma in other situations.
So. Emotional trauma versus,
sure, whatever, yeah. I mean, whatever it is. So, like,
versus a sexual trauma.
Yeah, yeah. I've never had a like that kind of sexual trauma or anything like that. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and people do. And then people, oh my God, they can have dreams of being raped over and, oh, it's just awful.
I mean, this is awful. That, like, I don't recommend this. It's not like something that I would, I don't know. I'm sure many people have experienced being, like, I don't know, attacked or...
Yes. I've known people, like, as kids who have had sleep paralysis, and they'll be in the middle of a nightmare and things will be going on and they literally can't scream, they can't wake up, yes, and they can't move.
It's exactly what it is.
It's horrible. And it's horrible. And you know, talk to people. Don't think you're the only one. You're not a freak. This is just, our brains are so complex and they do so many bizarre, interesting, crazy things. So talk to somebody, because if that happens more than just once or twice, you deserve help. Again, we don't want you to stay stuck. I want you to stay turned on and happy, not suffering through these horrible things. And so don't think you're alone. I'm glad you brought that up, because that is, I think it can happen, especially in times of real significant stress than our bodies do. Right. So, yeah, that's pretty.
It does happen, you know.
It does. Starts out good and goes
well. I mean, I would think, because it was two people that you were seeing, like, consecutively, that it was more of a, your brain is telling you that there's something bubbling under the surface that wasn't healthy about the relationship and to get out.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, you're going to get too close and too vulnerable with it. It's your brain telling you there's something already wrong here. You're, like, you need to get out before it gets too serious, kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Yeah.
Not because you were scared to do it, but because there was something emotionally, you know, physically, mm-hmm. something that was just off to your subconscious between you and that person. And so it was like, okay, you should probably end this relationship. This is a bad thing for you.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree that it's incredibly, it has to be indicative of something, because you just don't have those types of dreams, that same exact experience over and over, like, to me, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Yeah. No, if you have a dream more than once, that's time to really dive into it and figure it out. And because it can help you. Once you understand, you can do better. Thank goodness. We're not stuck with them. Our subconscious is there, but it changes, because everything we change consciously, then our subconscious changes. So it's a rather indirect thing, but still. But okay, wow. Well, that was got us into a serious thing. But heads up, you know, if you're with a partner who has these kinds of things, let them know. Help them, let them listen to this and stuff, and just realize that it really is okay, and get some help. And these days, heck, everybody can get, you know, Zoom counseling and stuff. So now it's so easy to get help and to deal with these things and make sure they know they're not alone, and it doesn't have to ruin their life or ruin their sex life or anything like that. So,
I mean, it didn't ruin, like, it was, yeah, I would say that not all sex dreams obviously are like this. Like, you can have fine sex dreams.
Yeah.
This was just, I've had fine sex dreams also. Like, this is just, you know,
yeah, it stands out. I dated a guy, I was so envious. Whatever we were talking about, like, he could put himself to sleep by thinking about this. So if we were talking about some sexy thing or scene we were going to be doing, he could be thinking about this when he went to sleep, and almost without fail, he would then dream about it. It was incredible. And he had the best sexy dreams. Like, I could get off just sharing when he would tell me about his dreams. And I don't think he was just making them up, because, oh my God, he would wake up so happy. He's like, you won't believe what I just saw in my head. It was just, oh, it was so cool. It was really, that was fun. So let's think about, okay, so let's lighten this a little bit and talk about, so what can you do to maybe help you, help inspire some positive sexy things, sexy dreams. And the first one, like this guy did, was really deliberately think about things before. Clear other thoughts from your head. Think about sexy and be open. You have to do it without judgment, because I think if you're just judging yourself for thinking this, or then you're going to shut yourself down. So I think just being open and being curious about things and letting your imagination start to kind of run away, I think will help. let's see, if you start touching yourself and stuff, just when you're going to sleep and you start or noticing tuning into your body and noticing how it feels, I think you're more likely then to have a dream and to be more aware of your body sensation. And then keeping that journal so that in the middle of the night, when you wake up with just even a flash of something, if you kind of write it down, then I think the more practice you have remembering your dreams, the more likely you are to do so in the future. So I think that's it. And oh, what about, wait, dirty talk. I think dirty talk is a big one for people in sexy dreams, right? Where somebody's just spewing all sorts of just nasty, sexy turn on words, or maybe using words that you just cringe in real life about and stuff. I think that is something that people definitely dream about on a regular basis. It's one that I've heard a lot about anyway.
Okay, so what do you think it means?
Have you ever had, like, do you like dirty talk in your regular sexy life?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So have you ever, can you remember any dreams where that was a big part of it or not?
Yeah. I guess technically, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, now I'm going to fucking share more than I ever plan on fucking sharing.
We love it, but this is right. The world is better.
Yeah, one of the most recent ones I had was that my wife had this, like, because I've expressed to her this fantasy that I've had, and she had fulfilled this fantasy in my dream, but at the same time was, like, talking dirty to me the whole time while it was going on and everything like that, which ended up, like, making the dream so memorable. Was when I woke up, I was like, oh, shit, I remember every fucking detail of that kind of thing. So,
oh, I like that. Okay, well, I'll tell you. So what I think dirty talk is, I think that most people are taught and they've practiced their whole life being so quiet about sexy that I think dirty talk is a subconscious yearning for letting things out more, for adding more sensation, sensory stimulation during sexy things, and being more naughty. Naughty. Because even if you're doing the same position, but somebody's describing it and talking about it without even using offensive, like, quote, offensive, you know, the word, you don't have to use the word fuck. You can just say, God, I really like being in you, or you are so wet and juicy. You know, those things just make it, as you say, you remember them more. They stick because now we're not just getting our physical sensation. We're getting that that auditory sensation and sensory excitement, pleasure. So I think it's just a way of elevating it and taking it and wanting more, more from things. And yeah, and there's just a naughtiness because most of us are taught to just be so quiet about it, not just say, God, I fucking love fucking you. You know, I want to fuck you hard. And there's such a difference between, like, oh, I want to make gentle, sweet love to you is a lovely thing and stuff. But in the midst of it, saying I want to fuck you hard can be a real exciting turn on for lots of people. So I think dirty talk is very common and might be, if anybody has that, then that might be a big clue for them and their partner to start speaking up more. Start talking. So, and, oh, and then speaking of talking, if you go to sexyedschool.com and take a look at my How to Blow His Mind While Loving His Body, or her, The Art of Orally Pleasuring Her, one of the things I talk about is giving compliments about people's anatomy. I know it sounds so crazy, but we did on one of these shows, I was like, Aaron, you need to talk to your wife's pussy. I'm telling you, talk to a pussy. It'll make a big difference. It heats things up, makes things more exciting. And if you're unsure how, take a look. Sign up for those two classes. Tons of fun. And go to sexyedschool.com. Also, just sign up for my newsletter there, and you'll start getting a blog with all sorts of, sort of, every week you'll get a new idea for how to keep things kind of sexy or stimulate things and stay in touch. So, yeah, please go check that out. Oh, and of course, you can listen to Come With Us podcast from sexyedschool.com.
Yep.
Share with your friends, please. So,
yeah, make sure, actually, while you're doing this, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, go through, rate us 5 stars, leave a review, let everybody know what you like. You know, the more people we get listening to this, the better everybody's sex life will be, and everybody won't be in such a bad mood as all fucking time. But also, make sure that you follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Come With Us Podcast. You follow us on Twitter at Come With Us Pod, and anytime you want to email us, if you want to email us about your sex dreams, have us, you know, amateur psych diagnosis of it, or you just want to talk about a sex dream that you had that you haven't shared with anybody, you know what, we'll get into that in a second. If you're, you know, you have a sex dream that you don't want to share with your partner, comewithusconfessions@gmail.com, comewithusconfessions@gmail.com, shoot us an email with that and we'll talk about that. But yeah, let's talk about, so what if you have a sex dream,
yeah,
but you don't want to share it with your partner? Like, say you have a sex dream, like we've talked about, having sex, a sex dream about a celebrity.
Okay.
What about those who go, oh, I don't want to make my partner jealous, or I don't want them to you know, feel self-conscious about stuff.
I don't think that we have to share every single thought that we have with our partner. I don't think that's helpful, because quite frankly, sometime you're going to have a thought, the fucker, I just can't believe it, right? I don't think you should share every single thought. Now, on the other hand, if you're having a repetitive dream about a particular person, frankly, if it's a celebrity, you might just tell your partner, because maybe that becomes, they incorporate it into the sexy pleasure that they have with you. Oh, what would you do if so-and-so would walk in or something? I would fight them for you. I'd be like, no, you can't have him, and blah, you know, whatever it is. But if it's, for example, like a neighbor or something, we talked about this. If you're having recurring thoughts about somebody who is sort of in your circle, then you might need to really think about what it is. What's missing? Is there something missing in your current relationship that's stirring this? Is this something that is helpful for you, or do you need to kind of focus on changing it? And rather than shaming yourself, oh no, that's bad, I think it's more like, why am I doing this? Do I want somebody like that? Am I just jealous? My neighbors are a couple and they're so fucking happy. I want to be part of that happiness. Well, then maybe it's time for you to start trying to date if you're single, or find something, or to reconnect with your partner and be like, hey, you know what? I want to have more exciting sexy, because I'm having more exciting sexy in my dreams than I'm having together. And I think that we could do this. So use it that way. But don't feel like you have to share every little thought, especially if it's not helpful. But if you do have like night terrors or something, night sleep paralysis, like Tina was saying, then you probably should share with your partner, because they can figure out some ways that they can help you. And it can be harder to wake you up at that point, but you don't want them terrified, and you want them to know some constructive ideas, like to help soothe you, to calm you down, to give you time, and without just abruptly trying to shake you until you wake up. It's not a good way to do it. So
yeah.
Yeah. But otherwise, no, your dreams are for you, but you should think about them. They do mean something. We don't know exactly what they mean, but they do mean something. And you're the one who can figure that out. And if it's puzzling you, bothering you, then you can also get help. But you can share them with us, and we'll give you some instant thoughts about what our thoughts are, because it is interesting. But really, go to sleep tonight and just think about sexy good stuff. And then see how much this helps you have sexy dreams. I know I'm going to do this.
I hope it works out.
Yeah, now I want to go take a nap and see if I could do it.
Go for it.
God, I want sex. I want an orgasm in my sleep. Oh, I want so many things for me, for you, for all of us. So, all right, y'all. Well, thank you so much for joining us for Come With Us Podcast. This has been so much fun, as always. And we really do. Your emails, your encouragement, your comments, God, they just fuel us and it makes us happy. I'm glad to be part of your love stories. So, and as for Come With Us Podcast, just tell your friends, this is where you get the bare naked truth about love, sex, and relationships. I'm Beth Darling, your sexy genius from sexyedschool.com, and here with Aaron and Tina, and wishing you absolutely good, wild dreams. Big hugs.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Come With Us Podcast. Be sure to follow us on social media at Come With Us Podcast, and send in your questions, comments, and confessions to comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. Until next time, keep it fun, flirty, and naughty.